West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, Carrollton City Finance officials this week stating that the city continues to do well financially. However, they add that the economic challenges such as rising inflation, supply chain issues, and overall labor shortages are having a financial impact on the fiscal year 2024-25 budget. City Finance Director Kevin Bush presented the coming year's budget during a public hearing on Monday, and his department predicts a $61.5 million budget for 24-25, which is a 5.1% increase over the 23-24 budget. The general fund budget for fiscal year 25 is $34 million, a 2.9% increase from the prior year amount of $33 million. Police budget making up 34% of the general budget, fire and recreation / cultural arts, 22% each. General administration is 14%, street engineering 5%, and community development 4%. The coming year's budget includes funding for a cost of living allowance of 3%. Additionally, the city is forecasting an increase in group health insurance expense of 8%, and property and liability insurance expense is forecast to increase by 15%. City Council will vote to approve the fiscal year 24-25 budget next month. Infrastructure, code enforcement, and zoning. That's what motivated Jeff Barron to be one of the seven candidates to qualify for next month's general election to run for the District 5 position on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners.
District 5 is mainly agriculture. That's one reason we live in Lowell is the agriculture. We're not right up on somebody as being their neighbor, but you've got plenty of farms out there, cows, chickens, horses. Love that about the community. But at the same time, there should be some code enforcement about people leaving their house abandoned. Got several houses down there. Some have been burned out. Just a shell of a house. That brings in bad element.
Barron was a recent guest on the WLBB Community Voice program.
I would say contact the homeowner, give them enough opportunity, levy some fines against them, create some money for the county. Why should you just leave it there and let rodents, whatever, pour in the house? We have a house next door to us. Probably a $600,000 home. 7 bedrooms, 3 baths, in-ground pool, just vacant. Been vacant for 2 years.
And the complete Community Voice interview with Barron is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. And Carrollton's AMP Concert Series returns for 2024 this coming Saturday, 8 o'clock, with Georgia music legends Drivin' and Cryin'. The veteran rock group was formed in 1985 in Atlanta. 3.5 decades, 5 albums, several EPs later, the 2 original members have survived the pressures of fame, a shifting musical landscape, multiple lineup changes, and miles of back roads and highways. The band was inducted into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame in 2015. All events at the AMP are free. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.